Hello, the Swag News, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 29, episode 29. So, we have been using our fundamental scripture, that is Hebrews 4:12. Let's go, one go. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And you know, when we say the Word of God is quick, it doesn't mean it's fast. It means it is alive. So we've done the alive aspect, and now we are on the Word of God, which is powerful. And I said the Word of God is a revelation. It is a revelation. So I've done all that, and we are on the point of Genesis 1:14, which says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. So we're saying that the moon and the stars and the sun and all this, everything that is up there, was created. Why were they created? According to Genesis 1:14, they were created to give us signs, to give the earth seasons, to give the earth days, and to give the earth years. It means that God created them to help, to minister, to be servants of the earth, because they evolve around the earth so that they can give the earth the days, give the earth years, give the earth seasons, and give the earth signs. It's amazing. It's amazing that the stars and the moon and the sun and all that, the reason for them being at work is because they are supposed to minister to the earth, to serve the earth. The reason for the sun is because of the earth. Because scientists have told us that when you look at all the planets, there is only life on the earth. There is no other place that has life. No other planet has life. Only the earth has life. So it means that all the planets and the stars and the moon and the sun and all that, they were created to minister to the earth. They were created, and their purpose is to minister to this earth, to divide the days and the nights, to give us signs and seasons, to give us days and years. Oh, hallelujah. So if this is true, then it means the earth is the reason for the universe, because the earth is the reason why the universe is in place. The sun, the stars, the moon, they are in place there because they are supposed to minister or help the earth. That is why they are there. And it's amazing how they operate, because you can see that all that is in the universe, they have influence upon the earth. And meanwhile, the earth is the little planet. This little planet, very little planet in comparison to the sun. I mean, when you put the sun, the stars, the earth, if you were supposed to fill the earth into the sun, 1,000 of them before the sun will be full. And yet, the reason for the sun is to give us seasons and to give us days and to give us years. It's amazing. It's amazing. The wonder of this architect, the marvel of this creator, the might of the sustainer of this great universe of ours, that everything is working in clockwork, everything, fixed laws. They are operating And not even one day would you say that the sun and the moon and all that is in the universe said we will not work. They are always working. And why are they working? They are working to help our earth. They are working. The reason they are is because they are supposed to help the earth. It's amazing how this little earth of ours is the reason for this big sun, is the reason for the moon, is the reason for the stars, is the reason for everything in the universe. The whole universe has been created by God to minister to our earth. It's a beautiful thing that God has done. And we thank Him. We bless God that wherever you are in this earth, the sun and the moon and the stars and all that are there, up there, to help this earth run its course. What a blessing. What a blessing. We are greatly blessed as human beings on this earth that our God will create all the sun, the moon, everything, so that they can minister to our earth and we can have a wonderful life on this earth, to have days and months and years and seasons because of God. Thank you, Jesus. You're so blessed. Bye.